Scotch whisky has been registered as a certification trademark in Australia. And that's going to help us crack down on fake products that have emerged in the market over the last 10 years. We've had to take something like 40 different fake brands to court to try and stop their sale in Australia. And this new mark will allow us to be very clear that only whisky made in Scotland can be sold as Scotch whisky.
So just to be clear, you've taken legal action in the past. Does this effectively cut out having to do that, or does it make it easier or cheaper to take action?
This will make our job much easier in Australia. Part of the problem has been that there's a very weak definition of whisky in Australia's laws, and the Australian authorities haven't been keen to take enforcement action. By registering Scotch whisky as a trademark in this way, the Scotch Whisky Association is now recognised in Australia as the body that will enforce the trademark so that only whisky made in Scotland can be sold as Scotch whisky. That's a real breakthrough for us, having had to take action against up to 40 brands over the last 10 years. For example, Stirling Scotch Whisky, a product that had a tartan label and a Highland scene, claimed it was 100% Scotch Whisky. That was locally distilled spirit in Australia, sold in New South Wales and Victoria. And at the last count, there was something like 50,000 bottles had been identified.
And going on all the other nations where this exists as a problem, how bad an offender, shall we say, is Australia?
Well, amongst the mature Scotch whisky markets, markets that are developed, Australia is right at the top of the list of markets where we've encountered real problems. It can be a movable feast where we encounter fake Scotch whisky emerging, but Australia has certainly been the top offender over the last 10 years. Australia is an exciting market for Scotch whisky. Our exports are worth over £80 million a year. It's our 12th largest market. It's grown by over 100%. Over the last decade. But what we have to be sure of is that consumers and Scotch whisky are protected against these fakes, whether it's a developed market like Australia or an emerging market like China.
And when we're talking about Scotch whisky and we're comparing it with what, for example, in Australia is being passed as Scotch whisky, how would we notice a difference? Is there a significant difference in taste or texture?
Well, it's very difficult to make that determination. What you're seeing are products that have been passed off as Scotch whisky when they're not. It can be many different things. It can be brown liquid in a bottle that's being sold with a tartan label, a Scottish-sounding name. It may say Scotch whisky on the label. So consumers are being misled, and the integrity of Scotch whisky is being undermined. So having this new certification trademark in place will allow us to take quicker, stronger action against fake products, and the association is now recognised as the body in Australia able to enforce the mark so that only whisky made in Scotland can be sold as Scotch whisky.